Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Colin from GBH and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Yes, a bit of a late start today. I missed a bus. Well, a bus didn't come, so I didn't miss it. I did my duty. I showed up at the bus at 11 o'clock, and the bus that shows up at 11:05 didn't show up, so I caught the bus at 11:25, and sure enough, I made it to the bus loop here up at UBC. At about 5 minutes too, but you know, got to run around the all this construction going on, and get up to the building. But yeah, better late than never. Yeah, the show is Generation Annihilation, and CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online. My name is Aaron, and I wasn't here last week, so I'm going to be doing my roundup of 2014 releases as I do every first show of the new year. So yes, this is the first edition of Generation Annihilation of the year 2015, and I hope you enjoy it. And some great releases that came out last year. Although I got to say, looking at all these some top tens and stuff, it really makes me feel out of loop. Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of noteworthy bands put out records that I didn't even get my hands on this year. But yeah, I've had fun doing the Generation Annihilation show still. It doesn't have to always be current all the time, but I try and keep it semi-current. And as opposed to doing 22 shows of the year's releases, I'm just doing one. And this year I'm keeping it to local releases, demos, full lengths, 7 inches. So what am I doing yakking? I'm just going to get, 10 minutes into the hour, stop talking. Announce what I played. Yeah, Old Man Strength from their debut 7-inch on Pancranium Records. Heard a track called Conversations with a Jackass. And yeah, I had Old Man Strength on the show this year. And yeah, it was a good time. And yeah, they've got a lot of press after this fine release. And yeah, good stuff. So yeah, back into the show. We're going to hear an act, another local band who put out a 7-inch release this year, a split with the Groovy Rookers. Name of the track is called Mirrors, and the band is Cardi 7, and this is a track called Trapped. Here we go.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig. Three bands play every Tuesday night. Come for cheap beer, free pool, a great stage, and one of Vancouver's best local music showcases. Tickets are $6 at the Hindenburg 23 West Coast every Tuesday.
Breaking news! The Shindig semifinals have begun!
Shindig semifinals showcase some of the best new music that Vancouver has to offer. This week, Tuesday, January 13th, the Vaporettos, Still Creek Murder, and Revered compete for a spot in the finals. Cover is only $6 at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Doors are at 8.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Generation Annihilation on CITR and showcasing releases that came out last year, 2014. Started things off with Cardi 7. Their splits of the side of the mirror, split 7-inch with Groovy Rookers, heard a track called Trapped. Followed with the Tubuloids, who came on this show when they put out this record, This Wave Sucks. Heard the title track off that. And from Vancouver's Bishop's Green, from the Pressure release, we heard a track called Vacant States. And those last three acts will be playing tonight at Funky Winker Beans, so go and check that out. And we ended the set off with Vacant States from the Chains release. We heard a track called Not the Same. And four local bands, and we're going to hear another local band who put out a couple of releases this year. The band is called Snob, and this is from their debut 7-inch. The name of the track is called No One Is Innocent, and it came out on Hardware Records. Here we go.
Yeah. I can feel it all the way down to my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue, getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. A special two plums for one.
Come on.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, showcasing 2014, the releases that came out this year and that got airplay on the show probably more than once. Yeah, started things all off with Local Snob from the Hardware Records 7-inch self-titled release, No One Is Innocent, and yeah, they've got a few releases to their name. And we followed with Locals The Brass. That is from their demo that came out this year. Name of the track is called How Much Art. Followed with SHIT from Toronto, Ontario. Yeah, they played out this way this year. Yeah. From the Generation Shit release, we heard a track called Fuck All. And then from New York City, we heard from Primitive Pact. And yeah, it's a track from their Injustice 7-inch on Total Fucker Records. Track we heard was called Soldiers of War, and we followed with the Savage Heads out of Boston from their self-titled Twerp Records release, a track called Train Killer. So yeah, gonna get into release right now. Came out on Record Store Day last year, and it was on Beer City Records. Recording Unearthed from 1981, recorded live in Berkeley Square. The band is Toxic Reasons, and yeah, awesome, awesome band, awesome release. I'm so happy to have it, and I'm so happy to have played it for you this year, and right, or last year, and this year as well. Yeah, Toxic Reasons, going back to 1981.
This is off the A side of our first single. It's called I Don't Wanna Be a War Hero. I don't wanna be a war hero.
of murder. The punishment for these crimes is death. Death. Thank you.
Celebrate the Biltmore's 7th birthday with Yukon Blonde and special guest Fountain. Doors open at 8 p.m. January 15th at the legendary Biltmore Cabaret. Advanced tickets are available on TicketWeb. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started the set off with Toxic Reasons, a recording that went back to 1981, but got reissued. Actually, this wasn't ever released before, so it got unearthed in the year 2014, courtesy of Beer City Records, and it came out on Record Store Day. Track we heard was called War Hero, one of my favorite bands, and yeah, there was different eras of this band. This was from the first original era of Bruce Stuckey, Jimmy Joe Pearson, Raw Blue Jack, and Joe Agna, and of course Ed Pittman on vocals. The lineup drastically changed a couple years later, but Ed Pittman is now fronting a band called New Regrets, also out of Dayton, Ohio, who we heard from in the set afterwards from their self-titled 7-inch. We heard a track called Hang 'Em High. And then we heard two tracks which came out on a compilation LP, a tribute LP, tribute to the Zero Boys, tribute to the Big Boys, and this one is on Stiff Hombre Records. It's called Influence, and we heard the Distressors doing a track called New Wave Slave, and the Nervous gave us a track called Manipulation. Paying homage to a very legendary and influential band, the Big Boys. And we ended the set off with Off from the Wasted Years release, Death Trip on the Party Train. I don't know, some people think it's not cool to like Off. Okay, so their record came out on Vice magazine, and they tour with pretty shitty bands, but hey, Off are pretty cool musically, and I don't know, maybe mentally as well, I don't know. But yeah, that's Keith Morris from Black Flag, Circle Jerks fame, and Black Flag released a record, I believe, this year, and I have no interest in hearing it, and I'm already seeing it in discount bins, so there you go. You've never heard it on the Generation Annihilation show, so there you go. You didn't hear it last year, and you won't hear it this year. For some obvious reasons, but let's not get into that because we only got about another 10 minutes into the show. We're going to get into a band that played here a few weeks back. They're from Portland, Oregon. Quite a buzz on these guys right now, in the mainstream, kind of. But yeah, we played them before they got big and popular, back when they were playing Distorfest. I don't know how popular they are. A friend of mine just saw them down in Portland, Oregon. He said they were playing to a good 900 people, which is pretty impressive for this band. They sound a lot like Poison Idea, but they're starting to get their own sound, especially on this new release called Begin the Onslaught. So yeah, this is Long Knife, and this is a track called Dressing Up a Drunk on this 2014 releases roundup on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
Walking in the rain. A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things off with A Long Knife from their full-length release, Begin the Onslaught. Yeah, the band had a few copies for sale of the record. I think it's on their own record label, too, Long Knife Records. But, yeah, they had a few copies left when they just played Vancouver about a month or so back. Followed with The Obliterations from Los Angeles from their release called The Hole. And... yeah, they've had a few releases out, and yeah, this is released on the Volcom Enterprises Vinyl Club release, and yeah, Obliterations played here a few months back as well. And if you don't know the Obliterations, that's Steve McBean, longtime Vancouver, Victoria player, been playing in bands since his early teens in Victorian here, but yeah, now he's residing in Los Angeles, has been for a while. Playing in Black Mountain as well, but yeah, this is his latest act, The Obliterations, and the track we heard was called Can't Afford to Die, followed with Mystic Insane release from Deep Creep from New Orleans, track called I Believe in UFOs, and I got a few more minutes to go on the show, so yeah, we got Power Chord up next, gonna leave you with one more. There was a bunch of tracks that I didn't get around to playing this weekend, maybe next weekend, but definitely in the upcoming weekends of the Generation Annihilation show. But yeah, this is a release, I decided to play a reissue for the last one. This is a demos release from the UK's Sacrilege, demos from 1984, 1986, double LP. Picked this up at Luke's General Store, where I've started to purchase a lot of new vinyl again. Yeah, they get some good stuff in. The band is called Sacrilege from the UK, as I said. And this is a track called Bloodlust. And this will take you into Power Chords, which will be a 2014 show done by Coleman. So, yeah. Have a good one. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. We'll be right back.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
Bye-bye.